from a tin rooftop, the little boy did watch the procession down through town, through the museum where Daniel whooped the devil with them boys from the underground, where the giants of science fight for tight control over the wild kids in North Mexico. Sam Houston's still in Texas, fighting for his soul. And the times rest so uneasy under the strains of revolt. Crying, hey, Santa Ana, you could romance a dumb into talking. Take a chance with me, contestant. If it don't work out, I ain't lame, I'm good at walking. Huh! Some folks say cancer's taken to the street of this dusty little town. Sandy eats her candy and then lays her money down. Then the cats come in from the canyons to strut their stuff in town. But there's only secret sinners here. Soften her boots, and French kisses ain't gonna break her heart. No!
Thank you very much.
Here's a song.
I lived 18 years of my life next door to a gas station in a small town in New Jersey. And it was Ducky Slattery's Sinclair Station. How's the cat's name? Well, Ducky Slattery. It was an older cat, older guy. And I lived next door. And you know how in a small town, the place that people gather is these days is down at the gas station. Everybody comes in, sits around. Guy comes in, somebody goes out, pumps the gas, come back in. And there's Ducky Slattery and his cat Bill, who was kind of the alcoholic. Kind of, you know. This guy had a pink Cadillac. It was a sight. It was a pink Cadillac. He got drunk and smashed it up. There was this cat, Danny. Danny was a weird cat in town. There was two of them. But, right, one lived with us and the other one, it was Danny. Danny was the cat that was, he was homosexual. You can say that these days, right? Jesus. Danny's making a lot of bread right now somewhere. but he was ahead of his time, let's leave it there. But again, he was a home. And this other cat, Crazy George, who was just crazy, nothing else but that, rode a bicycle. Older cat, rode a bicycle, still rides one. Saved up money for it. True story. Oh yeah, Ducky Slattery had this one line he ripped off to Marx Brothers. Anytime anybody came into the gas station, he'd always say, "You want to buy a duck?" That was his big line, Not too original, but it worked. He goes, "You want to buy a duck? What's I going to do with a duck? What's anybody going to do with a duck?"
Give him the
pumpkin. Right. I had a duck. My father killed a duck for Thanksgiving once. Helped me get out of the draft. Went down in the army. Told him ever since I seen my father kill that duck, I go crazy every time I see a duck. If I was out there on the battlefield in Vietnam and a duck came walking by, I might go nutty. I might shoot generals or something. I don't know. Yeah. I could do anything. I don't know what I do when I see a duck. Anyway.